Central America is a major source of two problems that greatly affect and divide the U.S., drug trafficking and illegal immigration, which is why the U.S. and Mexico are hosting a major conference here this week on rebuilding Central American prosperity and security. Vice President Mike Pence came to Florida International University, and he told Central American leaders the U.S. is committed to helping the region's Northern Triangle. Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras suffer the worst poverty, corruption, and gang violence.
The consequences of this rampant crime are not restricted to the Northern Triangle. They radiate outward and swiftly reach us here in the United States. President Trump knows, as do all of you, that we must confront these problems at their source.
But Pence tried to quell concerns that Trump's budget instead cuts funding for Central American aid known as the Alliance for Prosperity. Still, Inter-American Development Bank President Luis Moreno said the conference shows Trump's administration won't abandon the alliance.
Beyond whatever the budget glitch is, I had never seen this kind of engagement at this kind of level of the U.S. government for this region in a very, very long time.
Trump will be in Miami on Friday, but to discuss changes to Cuba policy. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.